So I'll start again as I didn't click that thing. So this comes from, this is an old file from which you'll find, which comes from probably about 7 years ago, from a quantum chromodynamics computation. And it plots efficiency here, not the overhead. So actually there's efficiency. When you plot efficiency, you don't get straight lines, because its efficiency has not got any special dependence. But the one thing you would get is, I pointed out this issue of scaled speed up. Namely, you fix the grain size and vary the number of nodes, you should get a universal overhead and a universal efficiency. And so that's shown here, that if you just fix the grain size, which in this case here is a total of 8 cubed, this is a four-dimensional problem, so there's 8 cubed by 16 grid points in every processor node, you do get a fixed communication overhead of 14% and correspondingly an efficiency of 86%. And so these measurements show the scale speed-up effect, that you get a linear dependence of speed-up or a constant efficiency if you fix the grain size. However, if you fix the problem, which you see here, then if we're in a fixed problem, then the grain size decreases as you increase the machine size. So as we go up here to 128 nodes, the largest machine, it has a lower efficiency than a smaller number of machines. So fixed problem, the efficiency decreases. Fixed grain size, the efficiency is constant. And of course, as I decrease the grain size, I decrease the efficiency for a given number of nodes, because we know that the efficiency always goes up as the grain size increases, because efficiency is to do with edge over area, and the higher the grain size, the smaller the overheads, the edge over area effect. And so this is again a most problems show this. This particular problem has got the standard local physical structure. Just happens to be in four dimensions, not three dimensions. Okay. So that's all I wanted to show on the okay, so